West winds 6 to 11 miles per hour, becoming light and variable after midnight. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 82. Calm wind becoming west-southwest, 5 to 9 miles per hour. Thursday, sunny with a high near 80. Monterey Bay Area boaters forecast for this evening. Tonight, west winds 15 to 20 knots, with gusts as high as 25 knots, wind waves 4 to 5 feet. Tomorrow, west winds 5 to 10 knots, wind waves 1 foot. West swell 2 to 4 feet at 12 seconds. KSCO News Talk Time, 8:06. Time now for Wake the Bear Radio.
Welcome to Wake the Bear Radio with your host, Brandon Johnson, Chris Hurst, and Ron Powers.
Time to wake the bear.
Wake it up, big time. Boy, was it hot today or what?
Oh man, it's getting warm out there.
Yeah, it was like, I don't know, like 100 degrees. Another 20 degrees hotter, and it would justify men wearing dolphin shorts.
I think so. I don't know if any
wait a minute. 120
degrees?
Nothing would ever justify that.
That's true. You're right. I would never. Anyway.
Well, we got a great show tonight. We got a guest coming on. Actually, we got a couple good guests coming on in the next couple weeks. And I'm excited to see some people that have really made some changes in the world and are fighting the good fight to wake up California and wake up the United States.
Yeah.
Coming on the show.
I guess next week, Jake Lang. Jake Lang is a January 6th person that was at the Capitol building.
Save someone's life up there at the Capitol building.
Yes, literally save someone, drag them from being stampeded because they're repeatedly beat by Capitol Police. So there's a January 6th movie, which we will have
J6
in our show notes this week and next week.
What's so unique is that Jake has to call from prison, doesn't he? He's currently a political prisoner from the January 6th incident, and was thrown into a political prison with 40 other people from the J6 event. So he'll be calling from inside the compound.
Wow. Yeah. He's been there 17 months.
17 months.
540 days.
What happened to the right to a speedy trial?
Yeah. Guaranteed or even know what you're being accused of.
Know what you're being accused of, what your accusers are saying. Yeah.
It's just a
travesty.
It's a dumpster fire of justice. There's no justice at all. I mean, speaking of that, I mean, even Dr. Simone Gold this week, I don't know, I've heard her many times. She spoke at Calvary Chapel in San Jose. Mm-hmm. She's one of the frontline doctors that was offering relief from the COVID. And that was ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And boy, I tell you, they put a target on her.
She
was there. She was invited to speak at the rally, and the rally got cut short for her on that. So she went over to the Capitol building, invited by police.
In the rotunda, they let her come on and in.
Yeah, and so she got 60 days just this week.
In federal prison this week. She was.
Yeah.
My goodness.
And this woman is a fireball. I mean, she's clear. She's a lawyer and a doctor. She has a law degree.
Yeah.
And a medical degree.
Very
she's
smart.
A practicing doctor.
And backtrack just for a second. If someone wanted to watch the January 6th movie, how would they do that?
They would go to wakethebearradio.com and click on January 6th movie. We will have a little picture of the movie. So we do show notes every week. So if you go to wakethebearradio.com, then you'll see under which date. Click
There'll
on
be
that.
A link there. You are amazing. So, we've got an amazing organizer of our website.
Yeah. Thank you, Ron.
Okay. Well, I'm excited. No more further ado. We are in KSCO.
KSCO Radio.
Yes. And we have a special guest tonight. And I think I'm going to let Chris introduce her. And I'm going to put her on while she's introducing her.
Yes, we have Gail Levin coming into on the radio tonight. Yeah. And she is director of the Salt and Light Council. And she is a very talented woman. But the Salt and Light Council serves as a platform for Christians. And they combine prayer and action. So there are going to be a lot of action steps that Gail's going to be able to give us tonight. She trains and certifies affiliate leaders and administrates the Biblical Citizenship Ministries nationwide. So she's director, not just of California, but nationwide director. And there are a lot of different umbrella ministries under Salt and Light. And we'll let Gail tell us a little bit about that organization. She is an ordained minister, and she loves to do and facilitate inner healing. And she is leading many international prayer calls. So without further ado, we would love to bring in Gail Levin.
Welcome, Gail.
Can you hear
us? Well, thank you so much. I hear you. Do you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Loud and clear.
All right, good. Well, thank you so much for that introduction. Wow, you're making me sound really good here. And I have to say, the word citizenship is a tough word to say, Chris. But we do start biblical citizenship ministries across America through the Salt and Light Council. And you can find us. We have a really, really great website. It's called Brave Salt. You want to be brave, right? BraveSalt.com. And that goes really great with Wake the Bear, I think.
Yes.
So what you'll find there are seven different ministries. We call it our suite of ministries, Salt and Light Council being our foundational one, and that's where we do the training. So thank you for having me on tonight.
I love Salt and Light. And the word council, it makes me think of the Council of Heaven, and that your name, your last name rhymes with heaven. With the leaven of heaven.
Leaven.
Yeah, you're infiltrating and influencing the world with the kingdom of God. I love it.
Yeah.
I always say I'm a little leaven. I'm a little leaven.
Oh, that's fun.
But I'm the good leaven.
Yes, the good leaven, which will leaven the whole lump, which Jesus said. And I think that's the key, is we want to bring on a little leaven here and there and say and tell some stories about how God is using those who are stepping up and making a change on the earth, bringing the kingdom of God to the earth. So.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to hearing how to do that. I mean, there's a lot of questions out there. So,
yeah, what would you say is your primary job at the Salt and Light Council, Gail? What is it that you do, and what are your goals in doing it?
Well, my primary responsibility is to facilitate the affiliates nationwide. We have trained affiliate churches and organizations in 25 of the 50 states. And then we provide back office support. We're not a parachurch organization. They do their own work, but we have tools and resources. And the training that we offer is a 3-hour online training through Zoom. And our next one is in July on the 15th from 1 to 4 p.m. Here in, you know, Pacific time. And we help people to know how to run a whole ministry under the auspices, say, of their pastor, if it's a church, and most of them are churches. And so it becomes another ministry in the congregation. Mm,
that's wonderful. I mean, we love empowering our people to transform the society. So that's excellent. That's a great
training. Yeah, Brandon, Brandon's a pastor, so he is always looking for resources.
Okay, Brandon, we'll have to talk. We do three things. We educate in the biblical worldview, and then we mobilize. We help the person that we train to educate in the biblical worldview and how to mobilize the congregation to activate them as salt and light in the culture. So this way we become kind of like missionaries to government, to education, to media.
Okay. So what would you say to a person that says, oh, well, we just want to focus in on Jesus and we don't want to get involved in politics, like that's a lesser calling or something? What would you say to that?
Okay, so basically if they want to focus on Jesus, they want to do the things that Jesus does. Mm. And God gave Jesus all authority in heaven and on earth. And authority is really the definition of politics. Politics means authority over the land. Mm. And so the most natural thing you can do is follow Jesus where he goes and be, you know, he's kind of like the head and we're the body, and a head without a body can't go very far. So,
right.
So we become his hands and his feet and his voice, and we go where he is, and he is in government because God told him to be in government.
I love that politics is authority over the land. Go into that a little bit more. What do you mean by that?
Well, churches tend to shy away from certain issues, and they basically want to focus on certain things. But what the job of the church is to evangelize the world. In fact, Ray Comfort just said that last night. We had a lecture for the Salt and Light Council, and Ray Comfort, who's an evangelist and apologist, was our guest. And he said the main job of the church is to evangelize the world. And so we're not doing that anymore. I mean, you know, how many of us are really, you know, participating in that? So basically, that's our job, to get out there and to, you know, bring people into the kingdom.
Yeah, I would say even disciple nations in that go and disciple nations, and that's part of being salt and light right there in culture. So I could see where politics is taking dominion in the way that you're caring for your area, your local area or your state area.
Yeah, I like salt. Right. I like salt and light because, you know, it's Jesus that said, "You are the salt of the earth. How can you, if you're not salty, if you're not making things salty, what are you good for? Or you're the light of the world. You can't be hidden." And I see a lot of Christians out there. They want to be. They like what Jesus says about being salt and light, but they stay hidden. They don't want to be attacked. They're fearful of stepping into the public arena, and that's not what Jesus taught us.
You know, politics is not a dirty word, okay? Politics, again, just means authority over the land. And it's corruption in politics that we don't like. Mm. So we want to put the corruption out. So we're kind of like firemen, and we're supposed to get people to safety, think salvation, while we put out the corruption, whether it's in the state house or the boardroom or schoolroom. And so what's happening, though, is when the church runs away, when we run away with the rest of the world, there's nobody putting out the corruption. And that's the state of, you know, California right now and the United States and even the world, is that we're not being salt and light.
That's a good word. We're not affecting the change, and so we've handed it over to the enemy. And, of course, we're, like, now complaining why it's all corrupt. Well, if those who are supposed to be salt and light are not effectively changing the world, they're not. You can't complain about an area you're not affecting because you're not involved.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Ephesians talks about to have nothing to do with the deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. And that's our job, actually, to expose. It's not to humiliate or to hurt people with it. It's just to expose things that aren't true and reveal truth. And so, it sounds like that's exactly what you're doing. And by getting involved in, sadly say, politics is sometimes the only way to do that, because that is the authority over people. People have allowed politics or politicians to rule over them. It was supposed to be we the people, but it seems like there's an elite that seems to have taken control, and they don't represent the people. They represent themselves and tell the people what to do. And you know, that is contrary to what God wants.
Well, it sounds like this is a shift, too, that you're encouraging, Gail, from the prayer team just praying for change to something becoming activated. What would that activation look like?
Well, actually, you know, it's God who is in control. And when you let people or man be in control, that's when things go downhill. And so activation is, we, first of all, have to follow God. And a lot of Christians even can lose that focus, because when circumstances get hard, we tend to look at ourselves and what can we do and how can we fix it. But it's God who has the solution. So the first thing to do is to pray. Mm. Okay, but then after, you know, in the midst of prayer, what do you hear God saying? What are God's marching orders? We call ourselves a prayer ministry first at Salt and Light Council. Everything we do is bathed in prayer, because we don't want our plans. We want God's plans. We say it's not my opinion that counts. It's God's opinion that counts. And so that's where you start, and then you follow the cloud, so to speak, and take action.
So what would a typical prayer be like that you would pray maybe for the country or however you do it with Salt and Light? I mean,
yeah, we have enough issues going on right now. We could come up with some specifics too.
Well, yeah, a sample though. I mean, you know, not like God make it all better, or do you get specific and tear down things, do spiritual warfare? Tell us a little bit about that process.
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. We actually have a website. One of our suite of ministries is called R&R Prayer. And that doesn't stand for rest and recreation. It stands for repentance and restoration. And so it's a daily prayer call. Anybody can join us. It's 8:30 a.m. in the morning, Monday through Saturday. And it's nationwide. And every day we pray over certain states. We have a prayer calendar, and we drill it down to certain states every day. And people all over the country can get on that call. And we pray over the federal government. We have the leaders listed from the president to even the Supreme Court and some of the cases that need to be overturned, which is so important right now. And then we also have one or two states, and we also pray over the officials there. And we have a topic every day. It could be liberty. It could be evangelism, you know. And so we start off. It takes about 5 minutes to go through this website and pray those prayers. And then the rest of the time's open prayer for the state, for the country. And we've been doing that for years.
That's really great. Do you feel like there's a specific area that you've seen some recent wins? And one of the things we want to do at Wake the Bear is really bring up some success stories or some positive things we've seen God do through prayer and activation.
We have an opportunity. There's a lot of hope because God has not given up on California.
Amen.
And our affiliate leaders are doing amazing things. Last night we had every month on the third Monday, we have an affiliate meeting nationwide, and everybody comes on and says what they're doing. And I'll just read one of them here. I have this somebody here in California. They distributed a newsletter that we create, postcards for writing to officials. They're doing voter registration. They are going to their school board meetings. They are inviting speakers to the church. The pastors are on board. I mean, that's really exciting. Mm. It's really exciting. Because if you get a church that's getting active in doing something and going to the meetings, in going to the city council, in running for office, in supporting somebody who's running for office, you start to make a change. And when enough people do that, you see the synergy growing, and you can change a community, you can change a city, you can change a nation. So, yeah. Can I give you one more success story?
Yeah, please do. Come on.
Okay, we have another part of our ministry. One of our suites is called the Content of Character Series Summits. And in those, we have a one-day summit. We find host pastors in the city that want to talk about biblical issues. We bring in speakers from around the country for a one-day summit, and we're actually doing this ethnically. We're crossing the cultures. Okay, we say we're one race, one blood. We're all one race, one blood. And we just had a Content of Character Summit in Temple, California this past weekend. And it had it was for the Asian community, but again, it brings in all the different flavors of communities. And we're celebrating and we're respecting each other. And so that's the Content of Character Series Summits. You can find that on bravesalt.com as well. And we have another coming up in California in September. Mm.
Yeah, that one you just had right now, Saturday was June 18th. So this last Saturday, I had another pastor friend of mine mention to about one of the gentlemen that spoke at that. He didn't even know he was speaking. Was Walter B. Hoy II. And I guess he was one of the speakers on that panel. Somebody told me about it today, and I'm like, I checked it out. I'm like, oh, we have
something. Walter Hoy is a fantastic friend of ours, and he and his wife Lori, they speak all the time at the summits. Walter talks about the civil rights movement, the truth about it, and Lori talks about abortion. She talks about, you know, the genocide that's gone on through abortion, and they're very, very powerful in helping people to come to terms with what is really happening in their lives. It's wonderful. It's wonderful how these people come together.
Now, is that something that somebody, if they wanted a Content of Character seminar or workshop at their church or in their community, is that something that they could arrange through Salt and Light?
Yes, they just need to give us a call. And what their portion would be is finding us a location, having, you know, inviting people to come, because we're not in every, you know, corner of the country ourselves. You are. And so you could have one in your community, and we would set it up with you and see what the issues are that need to be addressed, and then we, you know, find the speakers. You choose the speakers. We have a whole list of speakers, such as Walter Hoy, Reverend Walter Hoy, in fact. And then you know, there you go. They're very. It's very important to really consider if the people in your community will even, you know, join us for that day. And if they will, you're going to see lives change. We had one gal who listened to the speakers, and we had Q&A afterwards. And it was her turn to ask a question, and she broke down crying. It turned out that she had had an abortion years and years ago, and she was listening to everybody speaking. Actually, we had somebody speaking who had been homosexual and left that lifestyle through Jesus Christ, a pastor, actually. And she said, if he can be brave about his life, I can be brave about mine. And she confessed what had happened, that she'd had an abortion. She'd never told anybody. Mm. She was standing with her mother. Her mother didn't know. Mm. And what happened was that we came around her, we prayed for her, and she had a breakthrough. She just raised her hands and said, hallelujah, I feel free. And she ran. She ran from the front of the room to the back of the room just shouting, hallelujah, hallelujah, I'm free, I'm free. Because she had carried that for all those years.
Praise God. Yeah. That's amazing.
Great story.
Wow.
Good release. I think there's probably a lot of people out there that could use that.
Yeah. The forgiveness, you know, the repentance, the
forgiveness,
the reconciliation.
And the burden taken off and, you know, just, oh.
I mean, we're in a nation that needs repentance. And you know, a lot of people look at repentance as something that, oh, no, that's a dirty word. It's like, no, repentance aligns you with God. It aligns you with heaven. It turns you from your own thoughts and your own ways to his way. And it's healing. The Bible talks about it being refreshing comes once there's repentance and confession, repentance, and reconciliation.
Yeah, it opens the door for God to go through with power into one's life. Cool. You know, he resists the proud. But the humble, you know, and repenting is a humility. It's like, so yeah, absolutely. Wow, that's some really powerful stuff. I appreciate you sharing that. So if you're just a regular attender at a church, what can they do to get their church on board? Or maybe how do they email their pastor, or do they gather a group of people? I mean, what would your advice be to try to activate a church? Maybe their church isn't very active. You know, they try to play the fence or something like that. Right. They don't want to make waves or anything like that. What would you say to a person that would like to see his church change? You know?
We'd love to talk to you. We actually give, I give free consultations so people can call me, or better yet, on our website. You go to bravesalt.com, and then you open up the Salt and Light application for Salt and Light Council. And there you go to schedule a training, and you'll click on a link in there that's a form, and you fill that out, comes to our office, and I'll call you. And we'll talk about, you know, who in your church can lead this. Would your pastor like this? And what I'll do is I'll help you to introduce the ministry to your pastor. You'll do the work. But I'll send you an email with the links that he can look at to see who we are, what we do, and see if this is right for the church.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a great resource. I think a lot of times people get overwhelmed, like, you know, what can I do? Or they're afraid of that spirit of, you know, how there are people that enter a church sometimes and they start telling everyone, you're doing it wrong, you got to do it my way. You know, and everyone's afraid to be that because they don't want to be that. But at the same time, there's a time to share truth and to be that influence in a biblical way. So yeah, that sounds like an awesome, awesome resource. So if there's anybody out there and you don't remember where to go, go to wakethebearradio.com, and I will have all these links available that we're talking about tonight, all on one page, in case you don't remember. So.
Yeah, there's a lot of parents out there. I mean, you said something like a three-prong process of educating, mobilizing. I mean, education is a big part of what you guys do. And there's a lot of parents out there. There's a mass exodus going on from the public school system, I would say government school system, because it's really not about the public anymore. It's about the government mandates that are coming down. And, you know, I was talking to Neil Mammon recently. He said, you know, people ask me if I think prayer should be in school, and he says, I don't think, or prayer should be in public schools. He says, I don't think Christians should be in public schools because it's a warfare. You don't send your weakest people into the war. You send your warriors into the war. And so anyways, I just, there's a big movement even in Santa Cruz of parents that are not even Christian. They're just, they're freedom oriented, and they just want to get their kids out of these public schools that are just toxic. What would you say to them, or what kind of resources do you think would help them?
Sure. And Neil is another good friend of ours. What we have done, we started the Salt Lake Council and then realized that there's all these issues. And so that's how this, you know, suite of ministries popped up. And one of them is called Public School Exit. So you go to publicschoolexit.com, and we have a plethora of information there. And again, we have a free consultation. If you're a church pastor and you want to maybe start a school on church property, we'll talk to you. If you're a parent looking for advice, you can give us a call, you know, set up a consultation. And basically, the beauty of everything that I'm explaining to you is that we did the back work, okay? And then we continue to offer back office support. So we make it as easy as possible. But Public School Exit, you have a lot of resources on there. We have methods. We have curriculum. We have everything you need to learn how to take your child into a safe environment that's Christ-centered so that, you know, you can do it. You can homeschool. It may sound hard, but a lot of people are doing it. And we've brought together, we've created this platform with the leading people across the country giving advice. Offering help. So contact us, publicschoolexit.com.
That's wonderful.
Sounds good. Hey, I just wanted to do a quick break real quick. You are on KSCO 1080. And hey, if you want to call and if you have any questions for our guest tonight, Gail, you can call at 479-1080. That's 479-1080. Mm-hmm. Okay, another question for Gail. What do we got? Let's see. I'm speechless. No. So, yeah. Just thinking what.
Yeah, I would say legislation's a big deal right now. There's like probably 15 really bad bills that have been battling for the last month or two. We need to really change the legislation in this state. I think a lot of people feel like they don't know what to do. They don't know how to fix it. They don't know how to work together with other Christians. They don't even know where to begin. And some of it's just they're fatigued with the media onslaught of just bad stuff, bad news coming out. And so, you know, some people are saying, hey, it's time to bail on California. And other people are exiting our state. I think the numbers came out last week. There were 300,000 people that left California in 2021. So, you know, I want to see people stay and fight. So what do you do? I mean, how do you do that? What kind of resources do you guys have to help with that process?
Well, I really want to say that God's not done with California.
Amen.
And if you're here now, you are here for such a time as this. And if he moves you out of California, great. You know, God bless you. But if you're here and you feel like God wants you to stay, then you become part of the army. And there's a lot we are doing. We have another resource called Judeo-Christian Caucus. It's judeocristiancaucus.com. And there we are matching legislators with constituents. You know, we're just setting up conversations, and we're looking at the bills and resolutions. California is in a really bad state right now. The legislature is just a rogue legislature, and they are doing some awful things. There's a Senate bill right now, 357, that will become law in 12 days if the governor doesn't even sign it. It just becomes law. And that will legalize prostitution again. It'll legalize prostitution in California. I mean, it just goes on and on. So if you go to JudeoChristianCaucus.com, look at bills and resolutions, and click on that link, and you'll see what's currently in the legislature that deals with Judeo-Christian issues. And then we have actions there. You know, for this one that I just said to you, SB 357, call the governor. Tell him that you oppose this and you want him to not pass it. So there's, you know, we have an action next to every bill that's there. So that's one of the things that you can do.
Nice. An action. I like that because I've gone to some sites and they just give you the doom and gloom. This is what's coming out. Pray,
yeah.
Pray, pray.
I'm just looking at it right now and there's a spreadsheet. It goes down. It has about 20 or 30 bills and it's very well laid out with who to call if there's an action step and more information and the dates that things are getting passed and where things are in the process of the legislation. So that is an amazing it's an amazing resource that's been set up. Somebody has done the legwork.
Yeah, it's already been done for you. I mean, this is a perfect opportunity. If you're sitting at home listening right now thinking, what can I do? I just don't have that much time. If you go to like a website like that and just make one call a day, leave your message, or even if it's online or whatever it is, that's something they need to hear. And that represents thousands of people many times. It's, you know, because not very many people do call. And so your call is very valuable. It represents more than just your single person. And so I would encourage you to go to our website. We will have that on there. Mm-hmm. But that is part of action. You think it's small, but it's not.
Well, you got to write and you got to call. You got to fight. You can't just sit back and complain. And I think of Thomas Paine who said, those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. So if you want the blessings of freedom, you've got to take the time to make the calls. And your voice will be magnified because, like you said, one phone call, one email, one writing your legislator, they see that one person, that's like 1,000 people that didn't call, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The beauty of what we're doing also is that you're taking what we hear here now. And if you have a Salt and Light Council ministry, a Salt and Light ministry in your church, you're multiplying what you hear now by letting other people know. So one of our tools is called the monthly maintenance. And that's a packet of information we give every month with a newsletter. It includes a California issue, such as the one I just mentioned. And we have a postcard option where people can write postcards. And we actually give them a, you know, an idea of what to write. We like it in their own words. So people, you know, it's not the same language on every postcard. But this is very popular all through California. And we have hundreds, if not more, you know, we have thousands of people who are writing postcards to legislators on the issues that are important to us. So that's called the monthly maintenance, and it's part of the Salt and Light Council.
Wow, that's amazing. Postcards, handwritten postcards, those are powerful. Do we have a caller?
Yeah, we have a caller. Actually, Gail, you want to take some calls?
Let's do it.
Absolutely, let's do it.
Let's do it.
We got Paul from Watsonville. Paul, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was just driving to this market, and I turned you guys on, and so I've been listening. But am I understanding that your church is focused, I guess for lack of any better term, a political action group? Or
well,
it just seems like you're focusing on politics and political issues at a level I hadn't seen before, and I was just wondering, are there other such churches that, because typically things fall according to certain religious denominations, and I may have missed that earlier to see, is there any affiliation with hypothetically Protestant, Catholic, or any of those other things, or how does that fall in there?
Gail, I think you can answer.
Well, Paul, yeah, we're non-denominational, and we're not focusing only on what's happening in government. We also focus on education and also media. And so we're helping people to be salt and light, to go as missionaries, if you would, into culture and to start to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. It includes the political realm. It includes government, but it's not limited to that. It's all spheres of activity where we live. You know, your community, your church, your school board, all the areas where we can be salt and light.
Okay.
Does that help?
But it's a new perspective from where I've been on things like that. So I was just wondering, you know, on the other side of the coin, though, is the fact that, you know, everyone assumes or certain groups assume that what happens is a result of a plan by God that hypothetically, some of these political bills or other things like that may have already been predetermined by him to go left or go right, or I guess the attempting to influence that is, I guess, where I'm going.
Well, that's a good point,
right,
Paul? I just want to bring up the Old Testament, where many times with Israel, when they would turn their backs from God, and it said everyone would do right in their own eyes, and what would happen is the culture would start to break down, then their government would break down to the point where they'd actually even be taken over by foreign adversaries, to the point where they're crying out to God, like, help us, help us, and they would actually turn back to God because of their foolishness. I don't believe that it was God causing them to do that as much as it's a natural reaction to not following God's ways. And so I think that's what we're seeing right now with the decay of culture. They just had a poll that came out, and it was the lowest ever. 81% claim that there's a God. It's always been in the high 90s. Mm-hmm. And so what we're seeing is a natural thing. And I think God is telling Christians that, you know, you need to be that salt and that light. And it may start with the family, but it ultimately will build up business, culture, life, and all those other things to where a government is blessed in a country.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons we got our radio show going was that we saw that there was a disparity between the sacred and the secular. Many people thought, you know, church is church and everything else is... it is something that the church probably shouldn't be that involved in. And part of waking up the bear is waking up California, that there is no, there's no separation, that Jesus was involved with every element of life, and our faith should be like salt into every culture, every mountain of culture.
That's good.
Yeah. Hey, we got another call.
Well, thank you for your explanation. So I appreciate your show. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Paul.
Yeah, keep listening. Keep calling, Paul. Thanks.
All right. We have another one, another Clem. I'm not sure if that's short for Clement, but from Boulder Creek. You're on the air.
Yeah, that is my – I was named Clement.
Clement. Okay, great.
I just want to thank you all for doing the Lord's work and keeping this country going.
Thank you.
Thank you, Clem.
I know that doing the Lord's work's hard, and I just like listening to Tucker Carlson the other day, and America needs to be white and Christian, and I'm glad y'all are doing that for us. I appreciate it.
White? No.
No, our hearts need to be white. I'll go with that one. But, yeah, do you have a question for Gail? Actually, he's already off, so oh well.
Okay.
But
poor guy.
Anyway. Yeah, Gail, so... That's just a taste of what we get. If there's more callers, please call in. I'd love to have you ask Gail questions.
Yeah. Yes, you never know what you're going to get on Wake the Bear.
Yeah.
Right.
We love debate, discussion, people that disagree with us. Come on and actually reason, use your brain and reason well.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just had a recent election in California, and the voter turnout was pretty abysmal. Do you, Gail, have any strategies or information or training that could help ignite our local churches to wake up the vote?
I think one of the main things, Chris, is that we need to get our message out. One of the biggest problems for the Lord, really, in California, is people don't know what's going on. They don't understand what's happening to their children in the schools. They don't know what the bills are. They may not even know who their legislators are. And so they're not taking action. They're just, you know, living their lives thinking everything is just going to go on the way it is, and things are changing rapidly. So one of the main things people have to do is help to get the word around. One of the things we want to do is we do want to talk to radio hosts such as yourself and see if we can, have you or somebody else or maybe one of us just say, you know, on a regular basis what some of those issues are, like what you looked at in the Judeo-Christian Caucus website. Those bills and resolutions, they change. And we need people to know what's going on. So we're looking for places where we can get the word out. And that's one of the biggest issues is that people don't know what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, you do, you have on your website a biblical voter tab, and it says election tools and voter guide. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, I'm so thankful you brought that up. Biblicalvoter.com. That is such a popular site because our founder of the Solon Council, Duran Reese, she saw everybody saying vote, 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 but she said, well, who's saying vote biblically? And so she started a site, a website called Biblical Voter, which is now one of the most popular sites probably in the country. What it is it has voting resources. It has voter guides for California, lots of voter guides, but it's from a Judeo-Christian perspective. You know, who's liberal, who's conservative, just shows records of people. And then we also have a Families First Pledge on there. Candidate, you ask your candidate to sign a Families First Pledge that they'll uphold life, that marriage is between a man and a woman, that parents have control over their families. It's about six different categories. And they sign it, and they get it witnessed, they send it to us, and we have on that site, we actually have who signed the pledge. So you can see who has your values. And we also have on that same site something called the Party Platform Comparisons. Did you know the Democrat and the Republican Party each have a platform? Hmm. And so we compare them alongside some of the Judeo-Christian issues that I just mentioned by pages. You know, just show you know, they're real short, just little blurbs, but give you the page number, give you the exact language, and you can compare. And we even have one of our one of our board members, Bishop Art Hodges. What he did was he compared both platforms and have 60 different comparisons between them. And so you can see exactly what's going on. When we have a registration drive at our congregation, we print those platforms, we give it to people, you know, just the comparisons, just one sheet, very simple. And we say, before you register, just read the platform comparison and pray. Mm. Pray who God would have you align your party with. Mm. And that's what we do.
That's beautiful. I'm looking at it right now. It's really clear, very, very clean, very clear. It takes quotes directly from the platforms. I love it.
Mm-hmm. We're nonpartisan. We're not telling people how to vote. We're not telling them who to vote for, but we are showing them what the choices are that they have.
Yeah, some of the key issues that you address are life and abortion, marriage, family, and society. Education and the Second Amendment and the support of Israel and climate change and environmental policy and freedom of religion. So you've got a lot of, really a lot of touch points as people consider how am I going to vote biblically, which is, it's going to be interesting in this next, in November, because we have about 140 days now until our next election. So it's time to be thinking about these things, because who we put in office is going to obviously create a climate over our state around these key issues, because the parties are definitely different in how they stand.
So does it break down? I mean, all 50 states are covered in this, or does it go down to counties, or what would you?
Biblical Voter, we have every state has voter guides. And so you just look up, all the states are there. And so you just click on your state, and some have just a few voter guides, basic ones, and some have more. When people send us a voter guide that's been well vetted, that's well respected, we'll put it up. And so that's how we do it. If you look in California, we've got the most information there because we're here in California. And so we know a lot of people, and they send us their voter guides. And so there you go.
Oh, that's
perfect. Good. I love that you have them here in multiple languages as well. It's in Spanish and Arabic. And there's a lot of...
We sell a voter registration kit. If your church... wants to have a registration drive, we have a kit that we sell that you can purchase from us, and we give you a lot of goodies in that. And so we're doing everything we can to get people not just to vote, but to vote biblically.
Yeah, it's been said that if the church in California united and voted according to biblical values, California would we'd definitely be different. We wouldn't be in the state that we are in right now. What would you think it would take to wake the bear of the Christian California voters and get them activated?
Well, I just want to speak to whoever's listening right now and say, you are the one who can make a change in California. You. Yes, you. Yes, you. Don't run away. Don't change the station. You are the one who can make a change. And if you do, it's part of God's plan for your life that you would do something in California while you're here, again, for such a time as this, that you are important. And it's one person at a time, Chris. I mean, it takes just a few people, really, to change a country and you know, even a state. I mean, we don't have that many people even in the legislature, and look how they're changing things for all of us. And so maybe you want to run for office. Maybe you've thought of running, going rather to a school board meeting. Maybe you're thinking of taking your children out of the public school and homeschooling them. Maybe you're thinking of getting together with people in your Bible study and starting a Salt and Light ministry in your church, going to your pastor. There's so many ways that you can take action, and you are so important. You are so important to God. He loves you. He chose you, and you're so important to your generation and to the culture. So I just want to encourage everybody. There's a lot of hope.
Oh, that sounds great. So are you saying that Salt and Light, you can actually join Salt and Light and be part of it and expand it? So if, say, you wanted to run something, a table at your church, you could actually get involved with Salt and Light and have a Salt and Light representation at
Yeah, you can have a Salt and Light ministry under the, you know, with the permission of your pastor, of course, if your pastor's right. ready, you know, to have you do something like mm-hmm. that. I do advise that your pastor should know who you are. You've been at the congregation for a while, so because you're basically looking at running a ministry. And our next training, again, is a three-hour training, and it's on July the 15th. It's a Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. on Zoom. And so if you're interested, go to the Salt and Light Council. Again, go to bravesalt.com. All of our suite of ministries will come up. Click on Salt and Light Council. Go to schedule a training. Click on the form there, send the form in, we'll get it, and I'll give you a call, and we'll talk about if this is for you.
That's really good.
That's a good, you know, we're always talking to our audience and sharing ways to get involved and to actually do action, and this sounds like a really good one. I mean, it sounds like something anyone can do, you know, if you're a believer and you're attending somewhere, this would be a great opportunity, I think, to take Gail up on that. I mean, she's willing to call you. You know, if you fill out a form, that's pretty good to have her call, especially, you know, she's in charge of so many things. So that's an awesome opportunity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there is an amazing amount of influence that could happen. You know, if you go to a church of 200 people or something like that, and half of them aren't voting, and you being there and manning a table with some flyers that say, hey, this is a biblical way to vote. We're not telling you who to vote for, but these are values, and these are where people stand. You could actually make a big difference in one's community. That's awesome. So very good. So we are coming down to the last 6 minutes. What were you?
I just wanted to let people know that tomorrow is the March for Life. I'm going to actually be going out to Sacramento with a whole bunch of other people standing for life. I'm making a sign that says, a person's a person no matter how small, from Dr. Seuss and Horton Hears a Who. A person's a person no matter how small. So I'm going to go out and stand with some other people who love the Lord and love human life and want to stand for life. So I want to encourage you to come out with me tomorrow in Sacramento, or a bunch of us going to be out there marching for life and just a peaceful stand and declaring that people matter to God no matter how small.
That is so amazing. So you're going to drive out. There's going to be a rally first, and then there's actually a march. Is that how it works?
A bunch of us are going to meet Vintage Faith Church in the parking lot. We're going to carpool up, and then there's a march, and there's a rally and a march. So, and you know, I'd love people to be praying for that. Pray for peaceful dialogue. Pray for people to actually engage and discuss. You know, back when I was in college, I did some, you know, did the basic research of, you know, children born and when the personhood begins. And it was like, if you actually do the research, if you actually educate yourself, it's overwhelming that that is a person from the moment of conception. And, but most people are just emotional or charged, angry, grumpy. There's a lot of people that just won't look at the facts. And so I just feel like if people can actually have a cordial, gracious dialogue in this country again, we can actually reason, come, let us reason together with the Lord and come to a conclusion that, yeah, that's a child. And so you have to make a change in how you view and vote. So,
well, it's even easier to reason now since they're willing to abort or kill up to the day of birth and even after.
Yeah.
That was unthinkable. Wow. Just years ago. But
I've heard them doing interviews on the streets with people, and they're basically like, hey, do you hear yourself, what you're saying? Like, listen to what you're saying. It's okay to take a child's life up to the moment of birth and even after with the AB 2223. That is how wicked we become.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's like this slowly gotten worse. So, but I think we need to pray. Gail, one of the things you do is you get people praying and then you get activating them. And I do believe that I just feel a sense of the Holy Spirit saying, let's just pray for California. Let's pray for this nation for a bit. We got about 4 minutes left. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's go into a little bit of prayer here.
Yeah. So Gail, why don't you just lead us in prayer and we'll just be in agreement.
Mm. So good.
Thank you. Yeah, I do agree for it's tomorrow, the March for Life, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and it's the second annual, I believe. So, mm-hmm. Father, we just do lift up the march tomorrow and all the organizers and everything that's happening, Lord. And see, that's something, that's prayer and action, because mm-hmm. people have been praying into this fervently for a long time. And, Father, we just pray that you change the atmosphere tomorrow in Sacramento, mm-hmm. and it can't be ignored. And Lord, we thank you for the Salt Lake Council and what we're doing, our part to activate people and to let them know there's hope and to be encouraged and of good cheer, because God is on the throne. He has not moved. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so, Father, we just lift mm-hmm. everybody who's within earshot right now to you, and we bless them mm-hmm. in the name of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And we just pray, if anyone has been wavering, do I want to accept the Lord or not, we pray right now that they open their hearts to you, Lord mm-hmm. God, and receive you as a Lord and Savior, mm-hmm. and give their lives to you, Lord, because you have a great plan for them. And so, Father, lead everything we talked about tonight, lead people who are on the line to know what their portion is for you. It's all about you, Lord God, because you have great plans for them and for their families and for California. In mm-hmm. Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 All right. Well, thank you, Gail. We appreciate you coming on tonight and sharing just the wonderful ministry that you're involved with. And there's a lot of resources. We're definitely going to have that on wakethebearradio.com, all those links. And so if anybody wants to take action, this is one of the ways you can do it. So we would encourage you to do that. So and we look forward to next week. Closing here, we have a guest next week, Jake Lang. He was actually at the January 6th on the Capitol, right in the heat of things with the pepper spray and the flying sticks and all that stuff. And he was actually the last person to hold Rosanna Boyland before mm-hmm. she died. And he tried to save her life, but he was able to save another, an African-American guy. He picked him up by the arms, and he'll tell that story. Mm-hmm. I was so moved to hear him last week when he was on Flashpoint Victory Channel.
Wow.
And it was just an amazing and a powerful, and just the grace coming out of this young man, I just couldn't believe. I mean, he prays for people like Nancy Pelosi, that she would repent and turn to God, and God would save her. And so that's like, wow. And here he is, you know, shacked up in a cell for 17 months so mm-hmm. far, and to have that heart. So we're all looking.
Yeah. Yes, we are. It's going to be a good show next week.
Yeah, he'll be calling us from a federal prison.
Yeah. God bless you guys. Have a good week.
Yeah.
Good night. Good night. This has been Wake the Bear Radio on KSCO 1080 on your AM dial.